Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump reassuring Japan the U.S. remains committed to security and prosperity of the Asia-Pacific. With Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House, Mr. Trump vowed to strengthen their alliance. VOA's Mariela Salinas reports.
President Donald Trump warmly welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to the White House. They joked before their Oval Office meeting, then together assured the world the U.S.-Japan alliance remains strong. Trump called it the cornerstone of peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific.
We will work together to promote our shared interests, of which we have many, in the region, including freedom from navigation and of navigation, and defending against the North Korean missile and nuclear threat, both of which I consider a very high priority.
Abe agreed. Trump and Abe said they would continue the dialogue as they seek a new path forward for the decades-old alliance. Mariela Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
President Trump says he is considering a new executive order on immigration after an appellate court ruled against his order barring refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries. Mr. Trump told reporters a new executive order might be faster than defending the current rule in court. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, visiting one of the most fortified stretches of the U.S. border with Mexico, says he would take no severe measures regarding federal funds for U.S. sanctuary cities. Trump administration continues its plan to build a wall between the two countries, saying it would cut off federal grants for cities that shelter immigrants illegally. This is VOA News. United States has blocked the appointment of a former Palestinian prime minister to lead the United Nations political mission in Libya. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to rename the Western-educated economist Salam Fayyad to that position. Internationally respected Fayyad served as Prime Minister of the Palestinian Authority from 2007 to 2013 and was the authority's finance minister, but U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said the United States is disappointed at the choice. British government has announced it's shutting down a contentious 7-year-old inquiry into allegations of abuse by British troops in Iraq. Defense Secretary Michael Fallon said the so-called Iraq Historic Allegations Team will close within months. About 20 cases it is investigating will be dealt with by the Royal Navy Police. The team was set up by the government in 2010, but has long been criticized by portions of Britain's political and military establishment. Fallon spoke with reporters.
This will be a huge relief to hundreds of British troops who've had these quite unfair allegations hanging over them. They're now being freed of that, and we will put in place new measures now to ensure this never happens again, that there are proper safeguards to prevent completely malicious and unfounded allegations being made against our brave servicemen and women.
Britain's 2003 to 2009 military deployment in southern Iraq spawned multiple allegations of torture and abuse. Humanitarian agencies moving into areas of northeast Nigeria, once controlled by Boko Haram militants, and the scope of their mission looms large, as we hear from VOA's Joe DeCapua.
When Boko Haram began its insurgency in 2009, it targeted three states, Borno State, where it was born, as well as Yobe and Adamawa. But violence also spilled over Nigeria's borders into Niger, Cameroon, and Chad. Noru Makitol is FAO's representative in Nigeria.
5.1 million people are food insecure in Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe states.
Tall says among those 5.1 million people are about 120,000 facing famine-like conditions. There's a high mortality rate because they don't have enough to eat and don't have access to medical care. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
And the Ford Motor Company spending $1 billion to take over a budding robotics startup to acquire more expertise they say needed to reach its ambitious goal of having a fully driverless vehicle on the road by the year 2021.
That's the latest world news from VOA.